Liam's life. Can you talk about that organization and what you and Marcus are trying to do?
Yes. Liam's Life Foundation was started the day after Liam's funeral. And from the get-go, we knew we wanted to help prevent this type of tragedy from happening again. And unfortunately, you know, every 49 minutes, someone passes away because of a drunk driving crash. And we don't use the word accident because it's not an accident, it's a crash. So we, by whatever means we can help, that's how we want to help. But specifically through education, advocacy work, and changing the law and legislative change. So we are advocating for California to be the next state to lower their legal BAC level from 0.08 to 0.05. Because the statistics from countries all around the world, from Australia, from Europe, are showing that this would make a significant change in the deaths related to alcohol crashes.
And what is your biggest challenge in accomplishing this, you think?
The biggest challenge in accomplishing legislative change is really getting people to listen. And, well, no. People listen, but there's so much misinformation out there. It's getting people to really hear us, because there are companies out there that are focused on spreading lies and confusing the public with misinformation, when the science is pointing to the fact that this is a logical step and this will save lives, and that when we changed the law from 0.1 to 0.08, it was an arbitrary change. That number was just picked and there was no actual science behind it. But going from 0.08 to 0.05, there is significant science behind it, with crash test analysis, meta-analysis from all of those countries. It will make a change. Lives will be changed and saved, and people will not have to go through the pain that we go through. I think when you speak about statistics, it becomes really difficult for people to grasp, because statistical lives are removed from us. So what I want to tell people is to imagine someone they love being in a horrific accident. What would you do in that instance? Would you change the law? Is it worth not drinking as much, or is it worth taking that Uber if your husband, if your wife, if your child, if your mother, father, whoever you hold dearest to your heart, if they got into a horrific crash? And then when we start to connect those statistical lives of how many lives would actually be saved to an actual person, that's when we will be able to make this difference.
Yeah. And how do you change a law? What are the steps to actually change a law?
There are several ways, but the first step is to get it either a senator or an assembly member to drop the bill, which means they sponsor, support it, put their name on it, author it. And from there, it goes to different committees, and then it is voted by the House and the Senate.